according to philosopher Robert T. Pennock. In the former Soviet Union, Darwinian evolution was rejected on ideological grounds. Because the Communist Party denounced the Darwinian view in favor of Lysenkoism, a variant of Lamarckism that was more in line with party ideology, biological research was set back for a generation. Ideology could have the same effect in this country if it succeeds in its lobbying efforts. In his 2005 college textbook, Evolution, Douglas J. Futuima writes that under Lysenko, Mendelism and Darwinism came to be viewed as unwelcome or dangerous, and the result was a disaster for Soviet food production and the Soviet people. Futuima concludes that intelligent design poses a similar threat today. Former Assistant Vice Chancellor of the University of California, San Francisco, Christopher Scott, writes, "Ideology masquerading as scientific legitimacy is sweeping into American classrooms in the form of opposition to Darwinism. Government pressure on educators," Scott continues, "is a disturbing American vision. But it's not unique to America. In the 20s, scientists worldwide vigorously debated the mechanisms of evolution. On one side were the Darwinians. On the other side were supporters of Jean-Baptiste Lamarck. Lamarck's ideas were very handy for Joseph Stalin, who rejected any doctrine, like Darwinism, that challenged socialism. Scott warns that Stalin's political solution choked off scientific progress. Who won the Cold War? Doubting Darwinian orthodoxy is comparable to opposing the party line of a Stalinist regime. What would you do if you were in Stalin's Russia and wanted to argue that Lysenko was wrong? You might point to paradoxes and tensions in Lysenko's theory of genetics, but you could not say that Lysenko was fundamentally wrong or offer an alternative that clearly contradicted Lysenko. That's the situation we're in. William A. Dembski, 2004. Soviet Lysenkoism. As is always the case with complex phenomena, historians differ in their interpretations of Lysenkoism, but several relevant facts stand out. First, from the very beginning, Darwinism was central to the Soviet worldview, largely because of its historical approach to human origins and its materialistic rejection of religion. The claims by Robert Pennock and Christopher Scott that Soviet communists and Stalin rejected Darwinism are false. Second, Darwin entertained various ideas about heredity, including the Lamarckian inheritance of acquired characteristics. "I think there can be no doubt," he wrote in the 6th edition of The Origin of Species, "that use in our domestic animals has strengthened and enlarged certain parts, and disuse diminished them, and that such modifications are inherited." So there were similarities between some of Darwin's views and Lamarck's, though Darwin placed greater emphasis on the role of natural selection than on acquired characteristics.